Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Bob Doty. On our show this week, we hear some music from Willie Nelson, answer a question from a listener about a recess appointment, and report about a hugely popular American sport known as NASCAR. Most people outside of the United States probably think football, basketball, and baseball are the most popular sports in the country. They would only be partly right. Barbara Klein explains.
More people watch stock car racing on television than either basketball or baseball. Only the National Football League has higher television ratings than NASCAR. NASCAR is the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing. It was formed in 1948. A stock car looks similar to an average car from the stock at any dealer. But this kind of vehicle is much better made for a racetrack than for trips to the market. Drivers race around speedways for up to 800 kilometers or more. Top speeds are above 300 kilometers an hour. NASCAR first gained popularity in the Southeast. States such as North Carolina, Virginia, and Florida have held big races for many years. But in recent years, the sport has grown beyond local appeal. There are new speedways in areas like Las Vegas, Dallas, Chicago, and Los Angeles. NASCAR tradition has paid a price. Some old races are no longer held. But NASCAR has helped its television ratings with a new system of points developed last year. Drivers get points based on the order of finish in each race. There are 36 races in the top NASCAR series, known as the Nextel series. The last 10 races are called the Chase for the Nextel Cup. Many drivers will compete. But the idea is that only the top 10 drivers from the series will compete for the season championship. The season began in February. The Chase for the Cup will take place from the middle of September through November. The point system has helped to increase interest in races during the middle of the season. And greater appeal means more sales of goods with the NASCAR name. NASCAR had more than $2,000 million in sales of products last year. Only the National Football League sells more. A report by Nielsen Media Research says up to 42% of NASCAR fans are women. The growth of NASCAR has a lot to do with how well it appeals to women. But NASCAR also wants to appeal not just to Americans. This season, it experimented with international expansion. The NASCAR Busch Series held its first official race outside the United States. The event took place in March in Mexico City.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Yemen. Bilal Abdo asks about something called the recess appointment that has been in the news recently. A recess appointment is a power given to the President of the United States by the Constitution. It concerns the naming or appointing of citizens to government jobs that usually require the approval of the Senate. The Constitution says the President can appoint citizens to such jobs without Senate approval when Congress is not meeting or is in recess. Recess appointments are only temporary, however. The person can stay in the job only until the end of the following one-year meeting of Congress, unless the Senate approves the appointment. Earlier this month, President Bush used the recess appointment to name John Bolton as the new United States Ambassador to the United Nations. Congress is on its yearly recess for the month of August. Mr. Bush made the appointment because, he said, the job of UN ambassador was too important to be unfilled any longer. The yearly meeting of the UN General Assembly begins in the middle of September. Mr. Bush had nominated Mr. Bolton as UN ambassador in March. But Senate Democrats and some Republicans opposed the nomination. Senate Democrats had refused to vote on the nomination until they received more documents about Mr. Bolton. He will serve as UN ambassador only through the end of the next one-year session of Congress, unless he is confirmed by the Senate before then. History experts say presidents used the recess appointment often in the early years of the nation. In those early years, Congress sometimes met for as little as 3 or 6 months during the year. American presidents have made good use of the recess appointment in recent times as well. President Bush has already used recess appointments more than 100 times. President Clinton made 140 recess appointments during his 8 years in office. American country musician Willie Nelson has a new album. This famous singer has recorded many country albums. But this time, his songs are not only rooted in country music. Nelson has added a new sound, the beat of reggae music. Faith Lapidus has more.
In his new album, Countryman, Willie Nelson mixes musical traditions. He takes the country sounds of his voice and guitar and combines them with the music of reggae. Reggae music first started in the country of Jamaica. It is defined by the beating sounds of the drum instrument. Willie Nelson works closely with other musicians in this album. In one song, he sings with the famous reggae performer Toots Hibbert. Here they sing a song that was written in the 1970s by another famous country singer, Johnny Cash. It is called I'm a Worried Man.
I go to draw my pay. Close the door on me today. Told me just to stay away and don't come back again.
I told my mama, baby, don't you cry. I'll get a job before the day go by. I don't know where, and that is why I'm a worried man.
Worried man, a worried man. I'm a very worried man.
Hungry babies don't understand that Papa is a worried man. Papa is a worried man.
Willie Nelson wrote other songs on the album. He created new reggae versions of some of his old songs. Here, he sings a song he wrote in the 1960s called One in a Row.
If you can truthfully say that you've been true just one day, well, that makes one in a row, one in a row, one in a row. And if you can look into my eyes one time without telling lies, well, that makes one in a row, one in a row, one in a row. You do just one time coming through my heart.
We leave you now with Willie Nelson singing a very famous reggae song written by Jimmy Cliff. It is called The Harder They Come.
Well, they tell me of a pie in the sky waiting for me when I die. But between the day you're born and when you die, they never even seem to hear you cry. So as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share now of what's mine.
The harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all. The harder they fall, one and all.
Well, the officers are trying to keep me down, trying to drive me underground. And they think that they have got the battle won. I say, forgive them, Lord, they know not what they've done. 'Cause as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share now of what's mine.
And the harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all.
I'm Bob Doty. I hope you enjoyed our program. Our show was written by Dave Miyako, Dana Dimash, and Nancy Steinbach. Katie Weaver was our producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
I'm fighting for the things I want, though I know that when you're dead you can't. But I'd rather be a free man in my grave than living as a puppet or a slave. So as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share now of what's mine. And then the
harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all. And the harder they come, harder they fall, one and all. Harder they come, harder they fall.